All right, we're here on the last day of unleavened bread. I hope we've all tried to do the best we could this week and not eating anything with leavening in it and getting it out of our homes. you know, it's tough, isn't it? And so far, we haven't run across any leavening in the house. Seems like almost every year, you know, despite our best efforts to get it out, somewhere along the line, my wife will say, "Oh, look at here. You know, we overlooked this, and there it is. You know, some leavening, and you overlooked it." And you learn another one of God's lessons that He's trying to teach you during these days, and that is your struggle with sin. Because, you know, leavening in and of itself, and people, sometimes get the wrong ideals. Leavening is not bad. God just uses it as a type of sin to make a point. And then I'm going to go to the book, 1 Corinthians. And here, the point is being made about people that are proud and puffed up. And it's in a direct relationship leading up to the days of unleavened bread. And this book in 1 Corinthians, and I believe that's why Paul wrote it. It was during around the time of the days of unleavened bread, and he was preparing them how to keep the Feast of Unleavened Bread and keep it correctly, not in a puffed up manner, not in a proud manner. We'll skip along here for the sake of time. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul is admonishing the Corinthians. And I'll start down here and break in the context of verse 6. "And these things, brethren, I have in a figure or by example transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of man above that which is written, and that no one of you be puffed up for one against another." Why is he using that term puffed up? Not be filled with leavening. That's what it all amounts to, is not to be, because that's what leavening does. It puffs things up. It causes cakes to rise and makes donuts good and all those things, And so Paul here is getting right to the root of it, that you people not be proud against one another, that you not be puffed up. "For who makes you to differ from one another? And what have you, as thou, that thou didst not receive? Now if you didn't receive it, why do you glory as though you had not received it?" And what it's, of course, what he's talking about here is grace and God, the fact that God has called us even though we don't deserve it. And then verse 8, "Now you're full and now you're rich and you have reigned as kings without us. I would to God that you did reign, that we might also reign with you. For I thank God that He has set forth us apostles last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle unto the world, and to angels, and to men,